My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Coming up at 9:45, give you a chance to win some tickets to go see Sebastian Maniscalco at Capital One Arena. That's coming up later this month, September 28th. I hadn't checked the poll since we first posted it in the first couple of minutes, and it was pretty close, and it's actually gotten closer. 54% right now believe Washington wins in week one against 50-50. Tampa.
It's what I call 50-50.
On the road. Let's go to the phones before we get to the
quickly,
Junkies Blitz.
A listener sent this to me about 45 minutes ago at Bravo Johnny DC. Baker 13-26-1 against the spread in his career as a favorite.
I like that. It's a good trend.
I love that for my pick of the Commanders to pull the upset.
Valdez just attacked me after the segment.
He did?
Yeah, I mean, it's completely unfair. And he said, you got to hype up Jaden Moore. You're not hyping. Are you kidding? I said he's going to have a star turn. I'm predicting a W. I don't know what else I can say.
I want more. The rocket ship's getting ready to take off.
I agree.
We're getting ready to go to the moon.
I don't know if he'll have as iconic a debut as RG3 did in New Orleans, but I think it's going to be pretty good. I think it's going to be pretty memorable.
I think he's going to play very well.
Like this is the start of your Jaden era, of your 10 years that you have quarterback
certainty. He jocked Heinicke, he jocked Wentz, he jocked Howell.
I told Heinicke's a gamer. I called him a JV quarterback.
You also said he could go through the five progressions.
I didn't say that. His college coach said that.
It's fine.
But listen.
But Jaden's a number two pick. He should be.
Yeah, but Zach Wilson was two. Whatever. He's different.
The bandwagon's leaving.
Yeah.
Are you on or off? I'm driving it. Let me throw out another stat to you.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's hear it. Are you going to throw water on our parade over here?
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Rookie quarterbacks in the NFL career have a 16-35-1 record in openers, including an 0-7-1 mark the past 5 years. The last rookie quarterback to win a week one start was Sam Darnold 6 years ago.
Right, and he sucks.
Don't you guys remember the RG3 Saints game?
I remember it like it was
sitting on his bottom, pointing up at the ceiling.
No one doesn't remember it.
Of course I remember it.
The excitement of that.
I remember hitting Pierre Garçon with a long pass over the middle. He just took it to the house.
You're upset that I said I'm not going to be surprised. I'm going to be excited. I told you I'll porky pig. I'll pull my pants off. I'm telling you, I'm not going to be surprised. I'm expecting greatness. Yes.
Oh, are you porky pigging for just a win, or it has to be Jaden Daniels is borderline spectacular?
You'll know it when you see it. I think a win. I think basically a win because they ain't gonna win if Jaden plays poorly.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of Parson. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If
unless the defense somehow just just is completely rejuvenated.
Well, I do think the defense is going to get burned at times.
Yeah.
But I do think they're going to make some plays.
What if he plays like Mahomes did last night? He was good, not great. He had a pick. He didn't run really for anything.
I think he's a little bit more careful than Mahomes. How about that?
I do like
that. Doesn't mean
now
that
the
he's better.
Is growing.
I don't think he's better than Mahomes. I think he's a little more careful than Mahomes. Mahomes is out there winging it because he's a big silly. You know?
What do you think Mahomes' career high in interceptions is?
In a season? I've never cared less.
15?
11.
It was 14 last season.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's winging it. He doesn't throw that many picks.
No, because he's a superstar.
Hey, your savior's here. Your savior is here.
The Messiah.
Sunday.
I've said that. I've said that. You think I'm not hyped? I'm hyped.
I can tell you are.
I'm predicting a effing W. I think we're going to beat the boring, overrated loser
franchise.
Yes. Who got stole a Super Bowl when Tom Brady blessed him.
I want maximum swag level EB. That's what I want.
I am.
And you say they only have one Lombardi because the Brady one doesn't count.
Brady one doesn't count. Now, that's different than when Manning won one because in Denver, they won despite Peyton. Okay. Brady carried them, in my opinion.
Still counts. Yeah, still count the Lombardi. It's still there in Tampa.
They just luck boxed it.
They may have, but they were savvy enough to land Tom Brady. I mean, it worked out.
Yeah, I guess.
All
right, let's go to Will. But I'm not going to be surprised. Yeah.
Will has a prediction.
By the way, we would have taken more calls, but Will's the only guy.
Yeah, no one cared.
You guys are so lazy. You're so spoiled. I'm talking to you, people that are listening to this right now. You're so spoiled by our greatness that you're not calling.
Yeah, on a football Friday, no less.
And you know,
for the opener.
We're trying to get hyped.
That's partly put that on you.
You're not hyping them up enough. You're not leading
the band enough.
No.
It's just because they got nothing
the
to say.
Listeners with my greatness, and they just like to be entertained.
Are they taking us for granted right now? Is that what's happening?
They take us for granted, and they think they don't have to contribute. So then we don't do any calls. Then we play girl singers. Go to Will Stafford. Will, what's up?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
The floor is yours, sir.
At least you're not lazy, Will. You actually picked up the phone and you called.
Hey, man. I'm on 95 headed to Charlotte. We're going to the Tennessee NC State game. My wife's a Tennessee alum. And I just want to talk to Jason because him and I communicated a couple years back when his daughter was looking at schools about her going to Tennessee.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask Jason if she has any regrets about not going to Knoxville.
I thought you were going to have a prediction on the game. Nobody cares about your dumb daughter.
She doesn't.
He's asking about Jason's daughter.
No, she doesn't have a regret, and I certainly don't have a regret because I would have paid out-of-state tuition and I would have got killed.
And you would have to drive farther to go see her.
I would have to drive like 6 hours to go
Knoxville.
See her.
Where's your football prediction?
Hey, guys.
Big fart right there.
I'm sorry, boys. I'm happy to see effort, body language, just speed. I think it'll be leaps and bounds compared to what it was last year. I do think Tampa Bay wins in a close one, but I think it's going to be a good season. I ended up getting season tickets again this year.
What was wrong with that? You asked for his prediction.
Prediction sucked.
Only because Tampa.
His only prediction is NC State's going to get waxed by Tennessee this weekend. He doesn't have a real prediction for the Commanders game.
All right, let me go. I feel like Mo, he might not admit it, but he's a fellow homer. I think Mo's a fellow homer.
Of course
homer,
he's a fellow.
Right?
Admit it. He's definitely a homer.
Come on, of course. He's right there with you.
He's
marching right there with you, side by side.
Homer Moore, right. Your face is up there,
Mo.
And so is Mo's.
Mo. You're with me, right, brother?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm with you, EB. We're going to win this weekend. I think it's going to be a tight one. And here, I'm going to go ahead and jump out there. How about Emmanuel Forbes makes a game-saving play for us to win a tight one?
I kind of called that yesterday.
He's going to make a game-saving play.
And in my bold prediction.
Okay.
You called six picks.
But it hasn't happened. You're backpatting.
But it doesn't happen yet.
I'm just saying. Just saying.
You're so
if he has a pick in the end zone.
He's pre-complimenting himself.
That's like me backpatting. I told you Caleb Williams had 35 touchdowns.
I'm just saying.
One more thing, guys.
Mo kind of stole that from me.
Get on the bandwagon now. Dan Quinn, coach of the year, 30-1. It started off at 40-1.
Bold prediction.
He may just pass you at homerism.
Hey, Mo, I got a quick question for you.
30-1. That's a nice
Here comes
a
golf
right
question.
No, no, that's not a golf question. It is a TV question, though. In my basement with my silly Sony 85 that you hung for me?
Yes, sir.
Is it falling apart?
It has an amazing voice remote, and I could talk to it, and I could say, go to whatever, my Roku. It'll go to my Roku. My snub Samsung TV upstairs doesn't have voice remote. Can you make that? I need one remote I could talk into so I don't have to look for stuff, change inputs. The TV does it itself. You know
First
what I'm saying?
World problems.
Yeah. We can program a remote for you, sir.
No, I need one. Do I talk into it? I don't want to press. I don't
His
want to memorize
was yes.
stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
He's got
just make
you.
It just All like right. my Sony.
Yeah. And how do I fix my putting?
Yeah. He's going to give you a burgundy and gold
brother,
remote.
I'll talk to you Monday.
All right. Thank you, Mo. Thank you. I'm serious. I need help. All right. Let's go to Jim in Tysons. Jim, what's up?
Jimmy.
Hey, guys. Love your program.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks.
I'm going to call it an ugly game, even though this is 17-14. We're going to squeak a win. It's not going to be the folks who are totally on Daniels, three touch. Yeah, somebody on there said one touchdown, run running, two passing. It's going to be Robinson with a one-yard run. We're going to get another good drive where we get a touchdown, and then there's going to be a field goal.
So you think they're going to play boring 1979-era football?
It's going to be a defensive game is what you're saying.
Yeah, but I mean, I think also, I just think on Daniels, he's a rookie. You guys, 0-7-1. I mean, let's just look at the numbers.
Yeah, but here,
you know,
he played 55 games in college. He's not an ordinary rookie.
Okay, one last thing. Offensive line and receivers. I don't know if we need to say anything more than that.
What's wrong with it? What? I mean, you don't think he gets rid of the ball quickly?
You don't love Tyler Biadasz?
I think we can ameliorate some of those issues. I don't know if that's the right word, but I think we can mitigate some of those issues.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Well, I think it's going to happen down the road, but I mean, in the opener, I will be so happy.
Right. And you know what else?
If
offensive line breaks down, Jaden's going to do a lot of this. Streaking down the field to pick up first down.
Yeah, you saw Lamar last night.
Right.
Line sucks. Just go run for 130.
Right.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Love your show.
Thanks for calling. It was this close to smashing.
Thanks for saying it's going to be a 9-3 slugfest from the 1960s.
Yeah, you won't
so
be happy.
So Tampa scored in the playoffs, but if you remember the last game of the season, the regular season, they played at Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I think they needed to win to make the playoffs.
Is that the 9-0 game?
9-0 nubs.
Right. That scary is Mike Evans. Was he healthy? I don't even know. Was he healthy?
In that game, I'd have to go back.
Did he play?
Hey, if I offered you
I think he did have some injuries last year, but I'm not sure about that
game. If I offered you right now, the Commanders beat the Bucks, but the score is 9-3.
Would you take it?
Of course you'd take it.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Even I'd hold my nose, but I would take
it. Oh yeah, I'm definitely
because that's a gross game
100%.
To watch.
Believe me, I want to win more than I want Jaden to have some sort of star turn. I think they're gonna
go
hand in hand.
I think it's gonna combo both. I want him to have the starter and to get the dub.
If they have the Carolina Panthers,
I need to do a. I need a teaser for this one.
EB, if they had the Carolina Panthers game plan, they would
hold
Mike Evans to 3 catches and 22 yards. That's all he had against Carolina in that last game.
They must have been slow playing.
Here's
that
your teaser.
He'll do better than that.
Take the total down, bump it up, and add points to the Commanders.
Mm. Right. I think that's a huge
Commanders
one.
Are getting, what, 9.5?
I'm guaranteed.
And then you're going over
37?
Yeah. I think that's a big winner.
All right, Jason, we'll come back with more. 800-636-1017.
That's 40 total points. It's not that far off from what you guys
800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.